So Aidan, we're counting down to year two. Looking back on it, are you surprised how well this has taken off and how successful year one actually was?
Yeah, no, I think absolutely, Mike. It was a big success last year, obviously, and listen, everybody's really excited and looking forward to it this time. I suppose everybody, I think, was a little bit surprised how well everybody took to it last year, and obviously this year it looks bigger and more exciting even.
You've got an awful lot of entries in, but clearly things are coming together. I mean, you had a good weekend, didn't you, with horses going in, some well-known and some lesser well-known names. And I imagine that you're going to have plenty of bullets to fire at this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully, Mike. Obviously, weather is going to be weather-dependent, but like obviously we have some nice horses to run, and obviously Glen Eagles is the main one. If the ground stays good and fast, we look forward to seeing him run.
Will Leopardstown suit him, do you think?
I think so. Listen, he's a fast horse. Obviously, we're not sure about the mile and a quarter. I suppose the first time he ran at Leopardstown, he got beat, but he was first time out. So, listen, we learn a lot more. But I suppose the exciting thing is to see how he handles a mile and a quarter. He's obviously by Galileo out of a full sister to Giant's Causeway, and he's very like Giant's Causeway. So, hopefully, I think ground will be important to him to give him a fair shot ahead, Mike.
And some really good fillies as well, particularly this year. Your fillies have done you proud this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, obviously. I suppose the Found was very impressive at the Curragh of the weekend, and we've a filly called Fluff that might run in the Matron. She only ran once, so...
Navin was a long time ago, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, Navin's a long time ago, but she's back in good shape, and she was at the Curragh of the weekend, and everything seems good. Filly Wedding Vow could possibly run the Coronation as well, and I know Legatissimo is going to be the one everyone is going to have to beat. So, listen, hopefully she'll turn up and it'll make a great race for everybody, and like we'll be delighted to run well after that.
And I'm sure you'll put in for all the two-year-old races, which have always been, it's a huge weekend in the two-year-old front. Give us an overview. Are you where you want to be roughly with your two-year-olds this year in terms of, you know, you've got an idea of the pecking order and you've got an idea you've run most of what you want, because it's been a bit of an odd year weather-wise, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Listen, they're coming along slowly we're not pushing them. Like, obviously, we let them come themselves whenever they're ready, and there's some nice ones starting to come to the fore now, so hopefully that'll keep happening.
Like the likes of Ballydore, presumably, are in the races and they will stay in the races, presumably right up until Thursday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And Horse Wonder Hines hopefully will step up to 7 in the National Stakes, so that'll be interesting to see how he handles that. But listen, we're hoping and everything is coming together like good so far, Mike.
And of course, with the prize money the way it is, there are no easy penalty kicks over the 2 days, are there, to say the least?
No, and that's important, and that's great, and it's the way you'd hope it would be. Like, we need competitive racing to keep all Irish racing to the forefront of racing all over the world, you know, and hopefully all the big horses will come, and we'll have nice weather, we'll get good crowds, and we'll have good races, and they'll be competitive, and then whoever wins, great, and hopefully all the other horses run well.
Is it a big plus for you that you've got these all-weather gallops? Because I remember, was it a couple of years ago, when it rained in Tipperary, you had weeks where you could do nothing but on the all-weather. We've reached that stage yet, because there's been a lot of rain about, hasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. The ground is still okay, Mike. Listen, the rain has obviously started today. It looks like it could come, but listen, you never know. Last year, Leopardstown was good, fast ground, and hopefully if it could happen again. Like, I think usually a couple of weeks after Leopardstown, it gets soft and the rains really come. So hopefully it'll be like